Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is a special bonus episode, but
bonus
it is
episode.
Not Elements.
What?
Okay, but here's the thing. Every once in a while, I'd say a few times a year, we deviate from our deviation.
We're deviants?
Whoa, double deviation.
So
we re-deviate.
Visit our DeviantArt profile online.
What if we did have one this whole time?
Dude, some of those pictures are good, but then don't go into the NSF dub areas.
Especially if you're at dub.
They create some... No, just regardless, don't go in there. Anyways, at the front of this episode, that's what we're talking about, DeviantArt. Every once in a while, we don't do an Elements episode as our monthly bonus episode. We do something else. So, for example, we did that one Age of Empires play where the three of us kind of
disaster.
Live casted.
Which was so fun.
It was fun.
We had a request recently to go back and do one of those again. I think we should at some point.
We just got
to
find the right games.
We do.
Stardew Valley.
What else have we done? We've done a couple of other deviations from the deviation.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Like what? I don't remember.
Kenny's about to tell us.
You don't remember either, Dustin.
I'm just agreeing that is most likely true.
We definitely did. Go check him out. But
Go listen to him.
For this month, it is November 2018. I don't know when you're listening to this. But we are a few days removed from Thanksgiving here in the States. And it's a holiday that a lot of people celebrate. You might not, but we are choosing to take some extra time this week to record our bonus episode and really center it around things that we're thankful for. And we decided that this wouldn't just be a one-off, but maybe, I mean, if it goes well, that we're probably going to make this an annual thing.
I got to say, I love that we have enough investment and time in our podcast that we can pretty actively talk about Gears and it be a reasonable thing to suggest.
You're right. That's crazy. Yeah. Every time I say that, it's weird.
I like that. Me likey. But we've always wanted our podcast to be one that was built on positivity. A lot of gaming communities are everything but that.
Oh, goodness.
They are demeaning, derogatory, crass, all of these other
things.
The word you're looking for is toxic.
And we are all of those things. We just keep that off of the podcast.
That's true. Everyone's a little toxic.
And so, tell us more about that. We wanted to create a podcast that was built around positivity and encouragement. And I really think that we've been able to be a part of creating a community that is centered around those things. It's really cool, not only just in our podcast, but in what our Discord has become.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of the viewers we have that that view our podcast and care enough to come and be part of the community and in Discord. And it's a good bunch of people, and I think that that hopefully reflects well on us.
And so we thought that it would just be natural for us to do this on an annual basis right around Thanksgiving to get together and to record a brief. This will be a shorter episode, most likely, where we don't share just what we're thankful for, because I think no one necessarily wants to hear the same things, because I think us three are thankful for a lot of the things that you're thankful for, like our wives and our pets and our families and our...
being dead.
Yep, that is a good thing to be thankful for.
It is.
And so instead of doing that, we decided we're just going to do two different things where we share, one, something that is unique to us. So like a specific thing in our lives this season, this year that we are thankful for, and kind of talk that out. We'll each do that. And then we're each going to share one particular game that we are thankful for. After all, this is a gaming podcast. So we're just going to talk about one game, not just because it's a great game or because it, but because it impacted our life in a unique way and we're thankful for it.
Yeah.
So let's get started. Either of you feel compelled to begin this thing?
I'll break the ice.
You break it, dude.
I'll chisel it. So, something in my life right now that I'm super thankful for is this class that I'm about to start. It's actually a boot camp. It's a coding boot camp. If you don't know what that is, it's a short amount of time, a very intense class centered around learning how to code, specifically web development. So full stack, probably mostly front end development. And this is usually because of a career change if you're doing a boot camp. And mine's a career change, and it's intimidating. And I had talked about this for a long time with my wife and with you guys, and it was a good idea, but I didn't have the funds to pay for it, and I just wasn't like, it was just kind of like a in the distant future thing. And then this year, my wife was like, just do it. Like, why not? And I was like, because this. And she was like, that's stupid. And I was like, you're right. So tomorrow, as of tomorrow, whenever recording this, I'm starting the UT coding bootcamp, and I'm super stoked.
First of all, that's super exciting. Secondly, I know, Nolan, that you've been wanting to do this for a while now. You've talked about it, and you've planned on it. And the cool thing is that you haven't had any proper teaching or training so far, and I've got a first row seat to see how well you're already doing. Like, in preparing for it, you've been doing some coding on the side recently.
Yeah, I've been practicing because I finished the pre-work really early on. Like, I had a month until the class started, and I was like, I could, quote unquote, enjoy my free time, because these are intense and they let you know up front, like, this is going to suck. It's going to be very hard. But then I was like, or I could be an idiot, except not an idiot. It's actually smart, and practice. So I've been practicing.
And it's, you've been practicing on New Game Plus stuff. We don't have to go any further.
No,
but it is a little teaser.
Yeah.
So Nolan's thankful for something that happens tomorrow, and I have to be as well. Confession, I was going to say that I'm thankful for our brand new puppy and for my good podcast friends who, when they learned that I have a mouse pad with pictures of my brand new dog, didn't make fun of me incessantly for it for a long time.
Except we totally did.
Yeah, I had just forgotten, so I'll come back around to it. Don't worry. Like,
but that being said, that's not the biggest thing on my mind by a long shot right now, even though that is a fun life development for me this year. Tomorrow is my 2-year wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
And so it would be crazy for me to talk about being thankful for anything other than the classic answer of being thankful for my wonderful, wonderful wife.
Wait, so you're going with the classic thing?
I'm going with the classic thing.
When I said at the start, I mean, that's good. That's great.
What am I supposed to do?
For your wife. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's your anniversary.
I'm a day out from my anniversary.
Well, what do I have tomorrow? We all are doing things we're thankful for tomorrow.
Would you have rather me said that I'm thankful for my dog?
Because this is your 2-year anniversary.
It's a 2-year anniversary, and it's a big deal.
I know, based off me going to New Mexico 2 years ago during Thanksgiving.
I was not there, unfortunately.
To celebrate.
It was in New Mexico. For some reason, I thought it was like in Dallas or something.
Guadalajara.
Nah. Oh, yeah, it was in Albuquerque. Awesome. So now everybody knows about my whole past.
Well, what are y'all going to do to celebrate? Keep it PG. Keep it G, actually.
Actually, honestly, what are you going to do to celebrate? Keep it R? Like, this could be a good podcast.
No, I will keep plans close to the chest, but it'll be a good day.
We're actually
officially celebrating later in the week, but we'll
gotcha.
We'll acknowledge tomorrow a little bit.
Gross. The thing that I'm particularly thankful for this year, this season, is answered prayers. I'm always thankful for answered prayers.
Me too.
But I just really recognized it even more this year. There are a lot of things kind of heavy on like our extended families, like hearts and lives, like with people being pregnant, and then the health of the babies.
Oh, yeah.
That's extended family. With my wife's acting job and opportunities, and like even with just strength for my job and like vision and direction and all of those things that fall in line there, like a lot of those at various points throughout this last year were up in the air or unknown. And so we just like we prayed and prayed that, you know, God would do what he needs to do, that he'd give us strength, that he'd give us peace, that he'd just all of those things. And just time and time again, super kind, super nice, super faithful. And it's just super easy to see, looking back now on 2018, that's almost over, how many prayers were just answered.
So awesome. Because I remember talking to you earlier in 2018, and things were stressful. Like you were working, you were doing a lot of like extra work, and it was stressing you out on top of a bunch of other stuff. So it's really good to like at the end of the year, it's like the opposite. And it's,
oh
so,
yeah. Like I'll awesome. Go on record. Like this, like fall going into summer was, wait, spring going into summer, spring going into summer, was the most stressful / some of the worst times of maybe my life. That's extreme. I know, but,
it's up there.
And I know you guys, like I told you some of that and had you pray with me and all of those things. And so it was cool just to see pieces fall into place throughout the year.
Yeah, I love that.
It's always neat doing retrospective kinds of looks at life. It just gives you good perspective about, you know, all the good things we have for sure. So we'd said at the beginning of the episode, we also wanted to go back and talk through some of our favorite some video games that we are thankful for. And so I'm going to say I thought back, and there's tons of games that have either been great for entertainment or for enrichment of life or for, you know, crafting a memory or whatever else. But the game I wanted to be thankful for today is a not very well-known title called Halo 2.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Maybe you guys heard about it ever.
Is that the one that Steven Spielberg directed?
No, he actually had a cameo in it.
I think it was before Fortnite or something. I don't know.
Fortnite.
No, it's actually a sequel to Fortnite.
It's a big game. Explain.
No, it's a big game, and it's one that I was kind of hesitant to talk about just because I didn't want this to be a repeat of games we've talked about our experiences with too much before. And some of the, like, quote-unquote biggies in my life, StarCraft, different ones that, like, I spent a lot of time playing and have good memories of, are easy to kind of land on. But realistically, if Halo 2 didn't exist, there's a good chance this podcast wouldn't exist in its current form.
Wow. That's right.
I mean, it's true. Because it was a big piece of Dustin and I getting to know each other. It was the big game that was popular during our college time, where we shared a dorm, and that was kind of one of the main social events that happened among people, was playing a lot of Halo 2. And it's probably one of the things that sort of introduced us to each other best. I mean, like, we would have known each other anyways, but, you know.
And we were equally as good as one another.
At Is that Halo true? 2?
Yeah.
That's not true.
What's true?
No, you were better than I was.
Wait, sorry, my headphones cut out. What'd you say?
You're ridiculous. You're actually pretty good at that game. I think I would beat Nolan at it, though.
Bull.
Oh, let's go!
Dude, no.
Is that our next? Is that our next bonus episode?
I need
episode?
You to acknowledge that FPS is not your thing.
No, you're better at most video games than me, except obviously Age of Empires 2.
Oh, gosh.
You're better at first-person shooters than me, but the only first-person shooter I've ever been good at was Halo 2, yeah, and I got to be pretty
We sunk
decent.
A lot of hours into that, and I'm not picking any side now, I'd have to watch, but Nolan, I imagine that with Halo, you probably played like 3 more than 2, right?
You think I like 3 more than 2?
No, but just based on like your age, I would have mm-hmm. thought that you would have spent more time on 3 than
That's
2.
That's false.
Really?
Really, yeah. I played a lot of Halo 2. I was younger than y'all at the time, but I played the game a lot. And you guys had you guys had it so good because Halo 2 in college, like prime time,
right,
local net play. Kids nowadays, they've got great luxuries. They have Twitch streaming and they've got online play and they've got voice chat. Those are great. But dude, Halo 2 like lands and going into rooms, they'll never understand how fun that is.
True. Yeah, well, that's a game that we can all relate on. I don't think that we can relate on the game that I am saying that I'm thankful for this year. It's not a game that came out this year. Neither was Halo 2. But I'm actually, its predecessor came out just a little bit ago. So the game that I'm thankful for is Red Dead Redemption.
Ooh.
Yeah, not Red Dead Redemption 2. Right. The first Red Dead Redemption. And here's why. It's the very first game that me and my wife played together as a married couple.
Aww.
And by played together, she didn't have a controller. I think I've explained on this podcast before, but yeah, playing together means that I'm playing and she's sitting beside me watching and helping make some of the story decisions and different things like that.
Yeah.
But it was our first home together and our first months, really, of marriage and our first video game we played together. And it's a good game. It's a great game. It's one of the best games, but it was
wow.
The experience was multiplied by a lot because of who I was playing it with.
So are you going to play Red Dead 2? I think I know the answer.
Yes.
With your wife.
Oh, absolutely. We'll definitely play it. We'll wait till it probably comes out on the PC. So that's probably 10 years from now. Rockstar,
or more.
Right? Yeah.
It's Rockstar. Yeah.
No, I've heard rumors about a next year PC release, which would be record
time for
them.
But yep. That'd be awesome.
It'd be super awesome. So we'll eventually play it. We still play most of the games that I play together, honestly. But we'll definitely play that one. But it was this first one. Like, there's distinct memories of that were made with that. Not just playing the game, but like, cougar's gonna coug. And you don't even know what that is. But if you play Red Dead Redemption, you know what we're talking about. And there's just aggressive cougars in that game that come out of nowhere and take you out. And they would scare us. We even played the DLC, like there was a full story of the zombie version of it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was just high quality and it was really good. Just a lot of good memories. And we'll always be able to remember back to that. Now we've played a dozen plus games together, but we'll always be able to look back on Red Dead Redemption as the very first one.
And my answer is not going to connect with either one of you, but I think you'll meet me halfway. So Minecraft is a game that I'm thankful for.
Really?
Yeah, for a couple reasons. So,
there it is. I'm sorry.
Signature,
that has to not be my default.
Had to have one in there.
It surprises me.
It's a reflex.
It's an honest reaction because sometimes I'm processing things that surprise
honestly,
me. And
honestly,
that
huh made more sense than some of your other huhs.
Sure,
so we'll let
but
it
it's a bad honest reaction, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, hear me out. Okay. I played Minecraft in college. I discovered that game. This game came out in 2009. I know a lot of you would be shocked to hear that this game is almost a decade old. But the early stages, I played it in alpha going into beta. And there was something about it that was like such a... It's really hard for me to explain the experience of early days of Minecraft before Microsoft bought it and before they added a bunch of the new features they're good features, but man, the PC experience of just like getting lost in caves and mining and then building stuff. I played with Legos growing up, so maybe that there's a connection there, but that game is really important to me and I'm glad it was made. I'm thankful for it because it's used in schools to teach kids coding and to teach kids math and stuff. Like it's a brilliant game.
Kenny, have you ever played it?
Minecraft?
Yeah.
I mean, the answer is yes, but the yes is so small that I probably shouldn't even say yes.
Like on your nephew's phone or something?
Yeah, I'm familiar. You know, I've spent a little bit of time like starting a couple of games, so I know kind of what it does. I'm definitely kind of familiar with it because like pop culture almost.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Like, I've never played the game long enough to get attacked by a creeper, but I know what a creeper is, you know? So, yeah. But...
Well, that's another thing. Like, it had such an impact on culture. I mean, in some negative ways, just in meme real estate, but
it brought so many people into the gaming world.
I think
it brought kids in at an early time and got them... I love it, and I've never played it before. I've never played 1 minute of the game. I think I was... too old for that.
That's not a thing.
I don't know if you can be too old for Minecraft.
I don't think you can.
I don't think so either.
It just appealed more to a younger audience.
Sure.
I can
just
say
by
that.
The look of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think even that game, even if it appealed to an older audience, wouldn't necessarily be my cup of tea. But I have always had a fondness for it because of how much it got people into light gaming, and so I know very little about it, but yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from when you're saying you're thankful. I didn't know that you had the background with it that you did.
Yeah, I keep it a secret, but I'm not ashamed. Like, it's a great game.
Of those games that you don't brag about. Like, you don't brag about playing Fortnite.
Oh, please, I would slip my. Never mind.
Those are the things that we're thankful for. Short, sweet, to the point, but we just wanted to share with you. But listen, we want to know what you're thankful for this year. What, like, the same thing. What is a unique thing to you that you're thankful for? And then what is a game, like a unique video game that you're thankful for? Let's have this conversation in our Discord this
Absolutely.
Week. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it would be an awesome thing to see. It would just encourage the positivity that this podcast is built around.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I love when people share really cool stuff in Discord. And I get a lot of flack for not posting there often, but I read the majority of it and love hearing this kind of feedback from people. And so share with us, please.
This episode was made possible because of our patrons. That's why we have a monthly bonus episode. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled Elements episode next week. Next month. But in the meantime, you can listen to our regular weekly episodes and visit our Patreon page to see how you can get additional bonus content on a regular basis. That's patreon.com/NGP podcast. And as always, we want to thank our producers. That's Zion, Gimbarino, Alex, and Dear Baby for your high-level support. This has been our thankful Thanksgiving. I got to figure out a name for this episode.
Title.
For 2018. Join us next week as we get back to our week-to-week playing of retro video games. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
New Gizzard Plus.
And this has been New Game
Pluck.